What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Success?
No. Oh, this is hard. Gator and I started a conversation during the commercial break. And it was about a Australian baseball player who was in the Tigers system, and he was in West Michigan, and he went through like a couple of months of hitting the absolute cover off the ball. And they were calling him the Australian Barry Bonds. And Google searches...
I don't think he ever made it above high A ball.
Yeah.
And back then, they may have been low A ball at West Michigan when he was there.
And I cannot think of his name for the life of me. And you always find famous major league players. And you know what name shows up? And I can tell you, this is a very popular name. But I've seen a couple of baseball players. There's a very popular name in Australia.
Ian.
Yeah. But no, that's not what I'm thinking of, although that was popular. Ian McDonald, good friend of mine when I was down there. The name Alistair.
It's very English as well.
Yeah. I cannot think of who that Australian guy was. And I'm
Was Alistair the name?
No, I don't think so. It was like banjo. Like it was something ridiculous. Wild. Yeah.
See, the way I like to do things is if I can't come up with a name, I want the person to look it up. And then give me an initials, and I try to get it off.
I don't want to look it up because I want to think of it on my own. Right. But we don't want to do this on the air. You remember Warwick Saupold?
Yeah.
He was an Aussie. Oh, I think I got it.
Okay. Initials?
If this is the right guy, UB. It's not. No, it's not. This is a pitcher. This is a pitcher.
Okay. Oh, who is that guy? I do remember this.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ulrich Boyarski.
Oh, that was... I
think that might be him. No, he is. Ulrich Boyarski. Batting fourth for West Michigan. Yeah. Ulrich Boyarski.
That was it.
All right. My apologies.
Right.
That's
now
it.
We can move on with the rest of the show.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's okay. We got sidetracked there. We'll never let it happen ever again.
Never.
All right. Speaking of baseball, morning show asked this question. Was last night's game, Tigers and Astros, we know it was a relatively big game. And the Tigers tapped into their inner Ulrich Boyarski and hit four home runs.
Nice.
Jack Flaherty was fantastic. The bullpen was really good. Bunch of guys got hits. They made plays in the field. Torque made a couple plays. One at first, it was really, really good. Flaherty was throwing dots. He had a season-high 24 called strikes. Coming off an appearance where he had a season-high 19 swings and misses. You had Wenzel Perez with a legendary at-bat falling behind 0-2, and eight pitches later on the 10th pitch of the at-bat, straightens it out and hits a home run after yanking two with home run distance foul down the right field line. Scott Anderson, as our broadcast friend George Blaha once said, there are wins, and then there are wins. The morning show asked the question, was that a statement game? Or is it just one of 162?
It's one of 162, but it was a good game, I think. Boom. Mentally. Well, I'm sorry. I know that you love that statement game more than anybody else.
Well,
you
like the turning point. I like turning points. Yeah. I like to pinpoint a moment in time where everything changed.
But it is just one of 162. What it does is it lets everybody breathe a sigh of relief. You took on the AL West leading Houston Astros, and you embarrassed them 10-0. And now where you go into the second game of the series, and now Houston has the uphill battle of taking on the best pitcher in baseball in Tarek Skubal. Now, they've got Hunter Brown, who's awfully good himself, but I imagine that Houston is scrambling for ideas at this point. They've been embarrassed the last couple of games. They've gone out there. And of course, last night is the most recent one. So I think it matters. for this team to get a good feeling that it took care of a good baseball team last night, but it's the series still continues. You can't really feel good about the first game of the series.
You can't?
No, I mean, I think you can. You're fine with it, but it's not like it's... I think the bigger sigh of relief comes if you win the series, which happens tonight. And then you can go for a sweep tomorrow if you win tonight's game. But the first game in a series, okay, great first step, but there's work to do.
These are all little mental tricks to try and actually, you know what it does? The mental, winning the series, it's the mental way of dealing with you're going to lose a crap ton of baseball games. You just are. Everybody's going to win 60 and lose 60, and it's what you do with the other 40 that determines how good or bad you are. So it's a mental trick that you play so that you don't get two down after losses. Hey, we won the series, or hey, just move on to the next series. I wish I could disagree with you. I don't think this was a statement game. I think it was just one of those games. It was one of those games where they look like the best version of themselves. It's just good to know that they still have that in them. And if you take a look at, really, I think the Tigers, even when they started winning again, they weren't putting up big run totals. And their last five games, 4-7, 8-1, and 10. I mean, that's much better offensively. Then you start talking about the pitching of Flaherty in his last couple of starts. Now you got Scooble on the hill. Was it a statement game? Probably not. It was probably just one of 162. And it's also, what was Jim Leland's line? It's not about who you play, it's when you play them. Because everybody goes through slumps.
Yeah.
And right now, they might be catching Houston at the right time.
Good.
There was a stretch where Cleveland was kind of catching Detroit at the right time and narrowing the gap. It got down to 5. Wasn't that as close as it got? It never got to 4.5. Did it get to 4.5? If it got to 4.5, it might have been briefly.
It was just for the night.
It's ballooned back up to 8. And the Tigers are in really, really good shape in the division now. But Tiger fans, do you think that was a statement game? 248-539-9797.
I saw somebody post on Twitter about the bullpen, that since the trade deadline has come and gone, the Tigers bullpen ERA is 3.0 something. It's good for 6th in all of baseball since the trade deadline.
It's pretty good.
That's good to see, right? Because the bullpen was a big old mess leading into the trade deadline, which had everybody saying, got to get arms. Well, they went and got some arms, and at least one of them so far has been outstanding out of the bullpen in Kyle Finnegan. Montero has had some, you know, hit or miss, and then they had added a couple of starters as well that have both been hit or miss. And we won't see the full complement of arms until a month from now when Sewald is probably pitching for the Tigers at that point. The other player that they got, this one they got from Cleveland, but he's, you know, going through a rehab situation with his arm. But they got Alex Lang back. He came back last night, pitched a scoreless 9th inning, albeit a little troublesome with the bases loaded, but got out of it.
See the stuff. You can tell he's got good stuff.
And Melton out of the bullpen, he's great out of the bullpen. He's great as a starting pitcher this year in his last start. First start, not so much, but outside of the first start, he has been lights out great for this team. So they've kind of reimagined what the bullpen looks like, and it looks good.
Ulrich Bojarski has an 835 OPS for Perth of the Australian Baseball League.
Yeah. He's played the last three seasons in Perth, and he's done well. He had 352 his first year there as a 23-year-old with a 1031. Here we go. Look at that. 1031 OPS.
We deserve this, Ken. Powerball's at $643 million, Scott.
Tigers need right-handed bats. Why, you know, maybe we should think about it.
Go get Bojarski?
No. I'm sorry, what's the Powerball in?
$643 million.
Okay.
Yep. We got a Would You Buy at 120 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Whoa.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Make Builders First Source your destination for professional window and exterior door installation services. Add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-True, and more. Then have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with their expert Builders First Source installation team, done right with quality products and services. Visit one of your other locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township, or online at buildersfirstsource.com. That's buildersfirstsource.com.
Was that a statement win last night for our Tigers? What makes you feel better about them? Okay, the scores are one thing, right? They're winning games. But I think the thing, if you're going to hang your hat on something, I really am starting to feel much better of late about the bullpen. And I don't know that we can say that it's lock it up. Melton's going to be a reliable arm in the bullpen. But you think about, what has Melton been given? He had one start and he was bad. That was the game at Pittsburgh. Then he started another game, was pretty good. Then he came out of the bullpen, long relief, was good again. Then he started again, was good again. Then he went short relief. Now he's gone short relief, Scott. He's good as short relief.
That's right.
So is Melton, between Melton, Lang's return, and the addition of Kyle Finnegan, Vest being consistent, I mean, that's four arms, and then other wild cards. And the wild cards are Urquidy and Sewald. You still have a possibility of Holton. Yeah. Holton Hanafy.
Yeah, Hanafy's back with the team. Gibson Long. Yep. They've got some guys. They've got some guys. And you pointed out last year they got contributions from guys that people didn't expect. And if they're able to manage this bullpen, which is a big task, but we've seen Hinch and Fetter handle it.
Yep.
So seeing that this bullpen has been very good since the trade deadline, with an ERA right around 3, top 10 in baseball, I think it's 6th overall in baseball during that stretch, that's good to know. What was really encouraging last night was the Flaherty start.
Oh.
7 innings, just, what, 3 hits and a couple of walks. I think it had 9 strikeouts, scoreless innings that he pitched. Jack Flaherty, I didn't realize this until yesterday when I started doing a little research in his game log. I mean, he's in his last 7 starts, 4 have been against really good baseball teams and 3 against really bad baseball teams. He failed miserably against the bad teams, but he rose to the occasion in each one of the 4 starts against the good teams. He has been really, really good against the good teams during this stretch. And I think that's encouraging to see, because that's the knock, right? People say, oh, well, great, you're able to beat up a bad team. Well, no. He's pitched awfully well against the good teams. Now, it would be nice if he pitched awfully well against all the teams.
I would think.
But last night could be a start of better things to come.
All right, so... the Powerball is now at $643 million. The drawing is tomorrow. Gator, do you envision buying tickets?
Well, I just gave Cheryl up front $5.
Oh, so you're in.
So there's that part, yeah. But will I go buy my own tickets? More than likely, yeah.
Can you?
I'm in.
All right.
Yeah.
It's reached the threshold.
Are you in? Are you in with the station?
No, I'm gonna go rogue purchase on this one. I'm gonna go freelance.
Okay,
I know that's a risk. It's when you get in the office once, it's insurance is what you're buying.
100%.
Yeah, Gator bought insurance, and Kenny's gonna go buy insurance. Doug, you've never bought insurance.
No, I don't.
I'm gonna opt out.
It's not
this
my
time.
Thing. All right, so a couple things here. Gator, if you win,
yeah,
are you going to handle your finances by yourself? Are you going to hire one financial advisor, or are you going to hire a team of people to help you, like a tax expert, a financial advisor, a estate planner, just an attorney? How big is your team, or are you going solo?
There's a team.
There's a team.
It's Team Gator.
Okay.
It absolutely would be a team. Not that I've given it any thought, Doug. Every day for the last several years. I think about this a lot and think about like what your first move is. You find out you've got the winning ticket. What do you do? Like, what's the first thing you do? Who do you call first?
Yeah.
Like, call an attorney first. Let's make sure we get everything locked up here. And then, okay, let me talk to my financial advisor and see, okay, we need to get a plan for when the money comes in officially. Because after taxes, it's probably close to $200 million tax-free. Let's talk about a plan there. And then it goes to other things, but because I don't want people to know right away that this guy just won the cash.
Right.
So there are other
things.
You're
going to get everything buttoned up before you go claim it.
All yes. Right.
Kang, you thought about this?
Of course I've thought about it.
Financial advisor, estate planner.
All of it.
Personal
lined
lawyer.
It up. Yep. You got to have all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Security. Yes.
All right.
Well, you don't want too much security.
No.
I mean, you know, draw attention to yourself.
Right.
Next up, if you win the Powerball, the $643 million, will you go either big game hunting, some deep sea fishing expedition, or fly fishing like out west? Will any of these hunting fishing adventures be something that you partake in?
You know, I'm not a hunter.
I know.
So that's not going to happen. Nor do I want to go to on a safari. I have no desire to go to the continent of Africa.
Okay.
I'm sure it's, and I hear great things about safaris and all that, and how cool it is to see the animals up close. I just don't really have that. That's not in me. So the other two were deep sea fishing
or fly fishing or any epic adventure.
I don't think I'd want to go deep sea fishing. I don't like to be that far away. Like, I don't like to take a 5-hour boat ride to get to the middle of a spot in the ocean and the deep water. No, that doesn't appeal to me. The fly fishing trip out west. Could I see myself going to some, you know, river in like, Idaho, the Snake River? Is it Idaho where that is?
Or Alberta. Like, you get some rural.
I could see myself doing that.
Okay.
Get a guide. Let's do some fly fishing. Really, fly fishing is just about spending time with some buds, and you're just, it's very relaxing. So I'd like to do that. Get the waders, sit in the water.
Kang, you got a big game hunting, deep sea fishing, or fly fishing?
I agree with Gator. I am not a fan of hunting for sport at all, unless it's for food or population control. That's just not for me. You know, I actually hate seeing like just unbelievable animals getting hunted down for.
I'm disgusted by big game hunting.
It's not for me.
Like you said, for food.
Yeah, or population control.
Or population control, I get it.
Yeah, 100%.
For just to put a trophy on your wall, I think it's disgusting.
Not for me. The fly fishing thing is cool because I probably wouldn't even care about catching anything. Like you're right, Gator. I'm just out there chilling, enjoying the scenery, nature, the companionship of your buddies or whoever's out there with you. And if you do happen to catch a few, throw them on the pan
or
and eat one.
Yeah. Trout's good.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, would you have any type of cosmetic surgery?
No.
You want calf implants? Oh, you got good calves, though.
I don't need calf implants. No, I'm not into the.
Nothing?
No. I mean, maybe I'd have some sort of eye surgery to look more into that.
Yeah.
But
BBL?
I would not be able to see like a freaking over. Would you just say?
BBL. It's a Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, you wouldn't do a Brazilian butt lift.
No. It's all the rage.
I mean, it's kind of flat back there anyway.
Well, that's why you need
a BBL.
I don't have a fat backside. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
That's what a BBL gives you. Yeah.
So do you think I need? No.
Guys don't need. Nobody needs it. Let's be clear.
Yeah, right?
Kang, any cosmetic surgery if you hit the Powerball?
At that point, I won't care that I'm short. Right? That's the only thing I can think of was like, get taller, but
do frosted tips count?
Yeah, right. Doug, would you go to Turkey?
No, I wouldn't. Plus, I don't buy tickets.
So I don't get to participate. I just gave you money.
I'll tell you what, Doug. Yeah. If I win, not only will I pay for your children's education as far as they want to go, and yours too, Kang. If you wanted to go to Turkey, I would fund the trip for you.
Yes. And then he'll go to Dayton with you after.
Never going to happen. I think I'd pass.
Okay.
But thank you. I appreciate
the
offer.
For you.
Final thing,
I'm
Gator.
I'm so generous.
Would you start a band or a team where you foot the bill, like a hockey team or the basketball tournament team? Would you like basically buy your way into one of these things?
No, but what I would do is I would get some musicians together that I know and say to them, I will pay and foot all the costs for you guys to come up with an album. I want you guys to work together and take your time with it, but don't worry about studio time or who to hire as a producer or any of the costs involved. I got all that taken care of. In fact, I will pay for your time, so it's worth your time to go ahead and create this thing. But that's what
you're going to basically sponsor an album.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the money guy, man. You're the investor.
Would you pay for a team, Kang, or something?
And I'm paying the guys to play, too.
I know you're not a musician.
No, but I like music. I mean, maybe I should make my own album.
Would you buy your way into a band?
Right? Yeah, I could
become a DJ. Would you become a DJ, maybe?
Yeah. Anyone can do that. No, I don't think anyone can do that. But I you know what? Why not? Why not? I'm rich.
Yeah.
Throw one out there. It flops.
Where do you want to play in Vegas?
Exactly. Probably Encore Beach Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Real question. One quick one before we go. Would you guys, jackpot's insane, right? It's just life-changing money, whatever. I tell you, hey, both of you can win it. You know, take home the $300 million, whatever it is. Cash. Walk away.
It's like $200 million, yeah.
Yeah. Full body tattoo. Neck to ankle.
No.
No interest.
Wouldn't even
no.
think about it.
No. No. I wouldn't even get it.
I know you don't have interest in having the body tattoo, but you get the money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You get to win the money if you get a full body tat.
Yes. I would do that. Yeah, so we get a full body tattoo.
That means your face, too. I said neck to ankle.
Neck to ankle.
For $300 million? Yes, I would do that.
I don't think so.
No, Gator?
No.
You don't have that big, like...
I don't.
Like, warship on your back?
Nope.
I mean, then the next question is, would you fill your body with?
A giant Greg Luzinski portrait on your back?
Brooks Robinson on your thigh?
How deep are we going with this? Does that mean we have to get the... If we got to get down
No, you said we got to get down there. No.
Maybe I wouldn't.
I'll leave you alone there. Just butt cheeks, both.
There you go. Gator, I want to get your thoughts on Sergei Fedorov's number being retired. We will do that when we continue here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents, and many law firms don't specialize. They focus on many different areas of the law. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. They're board certified in truck accident law. They've been voted into the Truck Accident Lawyer Hall of Fame. They've taught over 300 truck accident legal seminars in 26 states. They're qualified. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Tim won a ticket. Open lines. Let's go to DJ in Detroit. You're on 97. Won a ticket. Hello, DJ.
Fellas, what up, though? Doug, Gator, what's happening?
Hey, bud. DJ?
Gator, you exempt from this. Doug, the lies you tell. I had to call immediately when I heard it. I said, nah, we ain't going to start this line on this rainy Tuesday now. Doug, something tells me with $250 million, you'll be hitting me talking about DJ. Where is he going, Turkey? I got to get my hairline back, DJ. Something's just telling me I ain't believing that you ain't going over to Istanbul to see my doctor to get that hairline straight across back like it's 97, Doug. I can't believe it.
So what's funny is DJ's called our show before, and DJ did indeed go over to Turkey, and DJ occasionally sends us updates on Twitter as to what his hairline now looks like. And it looks great on you, DJ. I like not having hair. I really do. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm letting you down.
Nah, mate. So, you know, here's the weird thing, right? So I was kind of hating for a long time because I started going bald at 16. Like, I had the George Jefferson horseshoe at, like, 16 years old. So I was mad at all my friends. And I started wearing the Chris Webber, Charles Barkley, because it was my two favorite basketball players. So as I got older, I'm like, yeah, man, I don't need no hair, man. The bald hair looked good on me. I adopted it. You know, my lady friend, like, oh, baby, you're handsome. But then once I seen Prime and Floyd Mayweather and Brian them get their hairline back, man, I ain't never getting a bald head again in my life. Mm-mm.
Fair
I got
enough.
My hairline back, and I was hating.
Fair enough.
Hey, man, did you bust out the 72 Eldorado over the weekend? Were you at the Dream Cruise?
Absolutely, I did. Absolutely, I did. I put a couple of pictures and videos on Twitter. I thought you was going to see it. Absolutely, I did, man. And people loved that car, man. People were honking and thumbsing up. Yeah, I absolutely did, man. It was a perfect weekend for it.
I mean, I was looking for the ride. I did say on Friday, didn't I, Doug?
Yes, that was you wanted to get in a car that size.
I was hoping
size.
To call our DJ.
What did you call it? 35 feet long?
Yeah, 35 feet long. Convertible.
Yeah, I was out there enjoying it, man. But I just wanted to call and just give you a holler.
No, Doug, it's all right.
Telling me with a quarter of a billion, Doug, you might get over there.
I guess if my wife insisted, but honestly, I'm pretty happy, and I think she's
all expenses paid.
I can go over there, and I don't have to get the surgery, do I? I suppose that's false pretense. Right, what do you think? Sergey Fedorov announced his numbers retired.
I love it. I was a huge Sergey Fedorov fan as a player when I was covering the team for a couple of years there, including that Stanley Cup run they had in 2002. I really enjoyed talking with him. So I think this is awesome. I understand there's been some acrimony in the relationship with Sergei and the Red Wings over the years. And in the end, he did choose to leave as a free agent. But I also kind of understand why he wants to spread his wings a little bit and see if he could be something else. He had already won 3 Stanley Cups to the Wings. Try something different. Try something new. And maybe there were other reasons why he wanted to get out of town too. If you know things didn't work out with his marriage, wanted to leave. Got it. But I didn't like when he would come back to town and some fans would boo. I didn't like hearing that there was, you know, strife between he and the Ilitch family and that there was all this time that has gone by since he's retired and that they hadn't retired the jersey number. So to hear that it's done now, I'm very, very happy and excited for that. And I think it's January 12th. They're going to have the day for him to do that. Chris Ilitch reached out to him, I guess, yesterday to let him know. Over by telephone that this is what they're going to do. And he was appreciative of it. Sergey was appreciative of the effort. They released a statement together through the Red Wings and it seems like everybody's happy about it. And I don't think there's any reason to say it's about time or any of that stuff. It's done. And that's what's best in moving forward. I'm very, very happy. And I'm looking forward to going to that game to cheer him on.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see him again. It's, he was just a different, he was really, really good. And I mean, this is not earth-shattering hockey analysis. It's just some guys, when you see them, you can tell almost immediately, this dude's different. Other guys, they're subtleties. You're like, okay, maybe if this guy, you know, can develop this part of his game or that part of his game, or I'll take a flyer on him being a good player. Sergey, you could tell right away. He just skated. It really was the skating that stood out the first time I saw him play. And he went on to have a, in an era where it felt like just about everybody on the roster was special, he might have been the specialist. There were a lot of really, really special players.
I mean, he was so much fun to watch. He was so gifted offensively, defensively. You know, he was charismatic. He was cool, you know? And then when you heard things like that his agent robbed him of money and stuff, that was sad to hear. And obviously, after he left the Red Wings, he was never anywhere near the same player that he was as a Red Wing and finished his career playing defense with Washington. And people had said, I think Scotty Bowman had said that he thought that he could be a Norris Trophy winning defenseman if he wanted to, back when he was in his prime, because he was that good. And he was that good. He was so much fun to watch. He had the 5 goals in the game against Washington the one time, and just, you know, hoisting the cup 3 times. It's nothing but good memories.
The other thing was the Nike commercial with the white skates.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that did not last long, but yeah. Yeah.
No.
That was when Nike tried to dip their toe in the pond or the frozen pond, and that's how it worked out.
Yep. So anyway, congratulations to Sergey, and I don't know that there'll be a whole lot of protesting over this. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. It's Carson Anderson. Plus your ticket tax. Love to hear from you. Just a reminder, you can always stream the show using the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Streaming through our website, 971theticket.com or Champ and Jumper posted. Streaming with video at twitch.tv and youtube.com. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, you know which dealer that I love? It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. Why? Because they give you real, honest pricing and the best deals around, and I'm talking about no gimmicks, no surprises, just straight-up amazing offers. Now, here's the current unbelievable specials they have going. A 2025 Equinox EV for only $999 down, and it's just $159 a month. Or, if you're more of a truck guy, that's okay. Get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL. It's only $999 down and just $229 a month. That's right, $229 a month for a truck. Now, here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. You heard that right. Employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with Equinox or grabbing a tough Silverado for work or play or looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. Now, these deals aren't going to last long, so head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield and see why they are the best. And trust me, you won't find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference.
Talking about the Detroit Tigers, Gator, how much do you find yourself scoreboard watching? Are you paying a lot of attention to it? A little bit?
I will tell you that, for a while I've been paying a lot of attention to when Cleveland started winning, the Tigers started losing. I was paying attention to it. But
coincidentally,
yes,
making us all uncomfortable.
But last night was the first time that I started paying attention to the rest of the American League and looking at Toronto, and obviously the Tigers played Houston, but looking at Seattle and seeing the Yankees and all, look at the top teams in the American League to see if the Tigers can clinch one of the top two seeds. And you know, last night was a good night for the Tigers in winning and lots of those teams losing. So it's going to be a nightly thing from here on out.
Yeah.
With all the American League, not just looking at Cleveland in the rearview.
So this is interesting. Evan Woodbury just tweeted out the following, Tiger writer for MLive. The Tigers drew 1,858,295 fans over an 81-game home calendar for 2024. They surpassed that total last night and now have announced crowds of 1,862,703 through 64 games so far, an average of 29,104. This is a hot ticket, and it's kind of awesome. It's kind of awesome that baseball's back. We talked about how weird last year was. In fact, the last 2 years have been strange for two reasons. Last year was strange because nobody really started paying attention. They didn't start capturing people's attention thinking they might actually make the postseason probably until early September.
Yeah. Well,
it was late.
Because this was like around the date that they started to turn things around. And that Minnesota started going in the tank. Yep. So it would have taken a few more weeks from this point where wait a minute, maybe just, man, this team can, the voice got really high and you start talking about the possibility of this team making the postseason.
Yep. 1 year ago today, I'm just looking here at my show sheet. This is so funny. 1 year ago today, we were talking about whatever the Tigers are doing, at least they're doing it with the next generation of position players because they're all here. Torque, Colt Keith, Chase Young, Parker Meadows, Dylan Dingler, Riley Green. 1 year ago today, we pointed out that tonight's lineup features six players aged 24 or younger. And so we weren't even really talking about them competing yet 1 year ago today. We're just talking about, hey, the next group of players
right, in the future,
here.
You know,
future,
maybe.
Future. I just opened up our show sheet from 1 year ago today, and we weren't even dialed into what was going on. And I would like to say you and I tend to skew how can things work out. And we were probably early adapters last year, and maybe they could compete. But
you know, the funny thing is when you look at the roster and see what can happen next year, they could get younger. These guys are all going to get a year older, obviously. But Gleyber Torres probably won't be a Tiger next year. And whoever is brought up likely could be a 23 or 24-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's just one position out there. So this is a fun time to be a Tiger fan because it is such a young team, and they are a good team. Back to being the best in the American League. Didn't take long to reclaim that. So hopefully everything is the bumps in the road are past them, and we can look forward to a smoother ride for the last 30-something games and get into the playoffs.
2 years ago today, we were talking about...
2 years ago was not good.
Is Kerry Carpenter the real deal? He's got six home runs in the last nine games. Remember, Eric Haas went 22 home runs, 14 home runs, gone, is what was in the show sheet for 2 years ago today. 2 years later, Kerry Carpenter, yeah, he's the real deal.
He is. He just needs to stay healthy, right? I mean, he's clocking the ball. 22 home runs is great, but if he was playing every day, which is the other thing, he's got to stay in against left-handers now. And if he could, then maybe he can be he should be more productive if he can stay in against lefties. But he's got to prove that he can be. But he got to get the opportunity.
Yep. We also talked about 2 years ago today, would you use another man's razor?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did shave today on the sides.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good
old,
for you.
Old razor.
And that was the first time in how long?
I usually shave the sides every 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
Just not a whole lot that goes on there.
You didn't even notice, Doug?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't.
It's like an old married couple, right? And you didn't notice when you get a haircut or shave your face.
Sorry, man.
It's hard to notice on this face.
Apologize.
No, you don't need to apologize.
I'm a twice a week guy. I do once, shave it all off. Halfway through the week, it gets itchy under here. I shave this and let it grow out and then shave it all off again.
I just kept some chin music. That's about it.
Yep. Spencer Torkelson going tonight. Chuck Money going tomorrow as the Tigers try and close out a series against Houston.
Spencer Torkelson going tonight?
Did I say Spencer Torkelson? Tarek Skubal, my apologies,
him
going
too.
Tonight. I expect Tork to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
But Tarek Skubal going tonight.
Skubal's a better option.
I would say so. Skubal, last couple of outings, not quite up to his standard. Now, standard's damn high. But in the last 18 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 10 earned runs. So not quite Skubal-like. But now the Minnesota game that he won last time out, he had one really dreadful inning. But was pretty much good outside.
Outstanding outside of it, yeah.
Yep. But I think with Hunter Brown on the other side, marquee opponent in town, playoff chase, all that, I expect elite Skubal tonight. I think we're going to see the best of Tarek Skubal tonight. And he has faced... Did he face Houston earlier in the year? No, this is his first appearance this year against Houston. So,
And the Tigers did not face Hunter Brown this year either.
Haven't they?
No.
Are you mad at them when a Wayne State kid ends up on another team?
Am I mad? No.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the kid that he's in the majors.
I am happy. But I mean, are you mad he's not a Tiger is what I'm saying.
I mean, he's outstanding, so I'd love to see him in a Tiger uniform, but no, I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool when you see, you know, even the McKinstry story, right? It's cool. Kid from Central, he's here. It was cool, the Eric Haas story, you know, local kid getting a chance to play. It was cool.
I feel like baseball lends itself to more of kids from obscure schools like Seattle University.
Right.
Or kids that come out of nowhere and make it. I know what happens in other sports. Maybe it's because people aren't paying attention to baseball at the lower levels like they do with the football and basketball. But it really does feel like the sport is anybody can make it from any level.
Well, and plus you got the high school kids too. Kids yeah. never went to college. Either they were really high draft picks or they just had no desire to go to college, and they were late draft picks, but just went straight from high school to the minors. Those stories are great. You know, chasing the dream. I can't imagine what it would be like to have that kind of athletic ability.
Oh.
And have the opportunity to chase that dream, to be, among the elite in that sport that makes it to the major leagues, that has the chance to make it to the major leagues. And that's why when you think about how tough it is, how impossible that dream is to be not only make it to a major league roster, but be an everyday player and maybe be an all-star or good God, if you're a Hall of Famer, the odds of that happening are so small. You can't help but just wonder at what's happened.
Well, it's a difficult sport because I feel like it is just littered with landmines. Once a weakness is exposed, you could be done. You could be absolutely done.
Yeah.
So
you get exposed, you get exposed.
No surprise, it's tough. All right. So Rico Beard has sauntered into the studio and joins us now here on 97 on the Ticket. Hello, sir.
Gentlemen.
You been good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's always fun to take a couple days off.
Yeah? Anything exciting?
So good, I think I'm going to do it again this week.
Anything exciting to report back?
No. That's always, nope. Probably should have timed it up better than to have construction done on your off day. As it starts at, hammering starts at 7 o'clock.
Oh, you got some home rental project going on?
Yeah, in my basement.
Oh, the basement, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're like, yeah, we're going to come by. I was like, okay.
So is it
we
got to
have it done by Lions.
Right. That's
ready.
What I'm like.
It's going to
okay.
be ready before football.
So, yeah, I ended up just saying screw it and went up to our old stomping ground up in East Lansing yesterday to pick up my parking credentials for the season. So,
okay.
Did you stop at Jersey Giant?
I did not. I did not stop at Jersey Giant this time. But the whole, it's like so much construction, Gator. It's just like, okay, it took me an extra 20 minutes just to get out of town.
Oh.
Because I went Trowbridge, but hot psych! Nope, you're too late to turn around, but you can't go either way. You got to go 127. And then I'm up on Grand River. Yeah,
that's right where Giant is, though.
Right, but then it was like this gigantic traffic jam because all traffic was there. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to leave. I'm gonna opt out. You know what? Better planning next. I feel like I let you down.
Next time, Okemos.
I let you down, Decatur.
It's okay.
I've got three construction zones between home and work. And then today I noticed cones set up on the side of the road as part of my reroute. And I'm like, yeah, I guess when you want them to fix the roads, this is what it means. But God, it's frustrating.
As they say, when you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud. So
yeah.
And then I got to actually see those new lanes that they put in, because we're always here during the show. But you know, the extra lanes on the freeway, it's like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's extra lanes.
So, a 96?
Yeah.
So between where and where? Between
what is it? Like Brighton and Novi? Or yeah.
Oh, Brighton and Novi. Okay.
Yeah, they opened up those extra lanes.
Oh, that's. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now they have like the X in the far left lane.
So you never get to see them until I was like, oh.
I know that as well. Yeah.
I feel like I just need to drive in this thing just because.
Just
because
I can.
Yeah.
What are you guys leading off with?
The Sergey news of well, you know, about damn time.
Okay.
Like, really? And I had a question, and I'm going to ask the people, was I just being cynical? Like, is this about Sergey, or is this a little bit of a distraction of don't look at this current team? Remember the past. You felt good about the past. Stanley Cups. Hockey Town.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.